For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team swept Huntsville last weekend at home this weekend at Michigan Tech, joined by sophomore defenseman Darby Gulat of Steinbach, Manitoba. May have not gotten any style points for that win at game two that Friday night in Huntsville, but how important was it to just find a way to win?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, road games on such long road trips like that, sometimes they can get greasy, but really all you're doing is just looking for that win, whatever way you can get it. So, you know, we were really proud of our guys that showed a lot of character that we have in our room, the way we were able to pull through there. So, yeah, we were really happy about that one.
You've been the extra skater a bunch. Rules have only been around for a couple of years. I'm not sure anybody really is comfortable in how they want to use that spot. How do you personally approach playing in a game where you don't necessarily know when your next shift is going to be? You don't know who your D partner is going to be, but you got to be ready to go all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it can get a bit more complicated when you're not always in the game. You kind of in and out. You don't really know exactly when that next shift's coming, but you just got to be ready for it. You got to find a way to stay dialed the whole game, and pregame, just make sure you know your systems, make sure you know the tendencies you're looking for on the other team, so that when you do get that chance, you know, you're taking full advantage of it and being a reliable player for your coaches and your team.
In a roundabout way, is it kind of easier because you do have to be that focused and that dialed into what's going on?
It definitely motivates you or forces you to stay more focused, but I find it more challenging to stay focused for a longer duration, whereas I'm sure almost anyone will tell you is if you can just get into the flow of the game and be out there consistently, it's a lot easier to kind of catch the flow of the game.
Got your first career goal a couple of weeks ago. As a defenseman, that isn't necessarily your job to be scoring goals, but it's always nice scoring goals, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I hadn't scored a goal in a while since junior, so that felt really good to get that first one of the college career. But yeah, I was pumped about it.
You're from Steinbach, Manitoba. Brendan Harms, former Beaver, is from there. When I'm thinking Manitoba and I'm thinking about their relation to college hockey, I'm thinking about North Dakota. How well are the Beavers known in Manitoba?
I would say college hockey in Canada as a whole is becoming more popular. Honestly, before I knew Harmsy and Juice, Justin Beaudry, that committed here, I hadn't heard much about BSU. But to be honest, I was pretty young at that point either, at that point as well. So I was hearing more about the Western League. That's kind of what the kids kind of get their ears filled about at that age. But definitely in the past few years, it has been a noticeable shift and more attention towards college hockey.
In your mind, what are the positives of playing college hockey and getting a college degree?
Oh yeah, well, obviously, is that first big thing, you get a degree out of it. But I think for players like me, guys that grow a bit later, bloom a bit later, it gives you those few extra years to develop and be that player you can be. You know, the CHL, the Western League. I don't know if it forces you, but it's a lot more beneficial if you're ready to be a player at 16, 17 years old. But not everyone is, right? Some people need a little bit more years to grow, develop into their skills or whatnot, and that's what college does for you. Typically, guys come in at 19, 20, things like that. So just gives you a second opportunity and great opportunity as well.
Michigan Tech and Bemidji State have been in some scraps over the years. Are you expecting anything different this weekend?
Not at all. Obviously, we haven't seen them in a while, but going back to that outdoor game last year with that dramatic finish, obviously there's a little bit of rivalry building there. So we're really excited for it. And, you know, we're just going to prepare just like any other weekend.
Best of luck.
Thank you.